today is a lot about mindset. I used to have the most negative mindset. What I can't get enough of is activations. Activations are motivational audios for every part of your day.
Welcome to the Mom Guilt Podcast. I'm your host, Vanna, a dermatology nurse practitioner turned wellness enthusiast. We're not here to get rid of mom guilt. Instead, we will give you the tools and systems to get you through whatever season you're in, because when you have the right systems, you're able to experience freedom in motherhood and prioritize yourself. Mom Guilt exists to introduce you to the life-changing habits that can create a life you never thought possible. If you're listening to this, you are not here by mistake, and I can't wait for you to dive into all things wellness and prioritization.
Welcome back to another episode of the Mom Guilt Podcast. I am incredibly excited about today's episode because it's something that I'm super, super passionate about. And we're going to talk about activations through the Superhuman app. But before we do that, thank you for being here. Don't forget you can watch this episode full video on YouTube. YouTube has really been popping off lately. People are loving the videos. And I think it just is a little bit more intimate. Like you it looks like I'm actually talking to you. But I also get like the audio version of podcasts. I mean, I listen to it all the time in my car too. And that's the most convenient way. If I'm taking long pauses, it's because I'm drinking my Organo coffee. And if you hear people in the background, it's because we have family here, which I love. For Wells' birthday, he just turned 5. Really, thank you so much for being here. I think it's almost been 6 months that we've been doing this now, and it is starting to slowly snowball where people are like, oh, I'm listening to your podcast, and it's really a surreal feeling, but it's also amazing because a lot of people will say, I have implemented things from your podcast, or I found this through you. I found this through one of your conversations or a short that you pulled from this and posted on social media. And that's exactly why I'm doing this. Tangible tips to take away in beauty, entrepreneurship, mental health. A lot of it has been mindset. And today is a lot about mindset. I used to have the most negative mindset. The way that I thought about myself, spoke to myself about myself, like people would give me compliments and I genuinely wouldn't believe them. But also it's because that's what I believed about myself. I didn't believe it to be true. And today, if you have a negative mindset and you're thinking, well, how do I even change that? This is your first step. I cannot recommend this enough to people. I have mentioned Superhuman apps so much lately, I thought I would just do an entire short episode on it. And I just launched my Foundations of Acne course, and a huge factor in a lot of conditions is your mindset. Not even if you don't have acne, but if you do. And also, if you're doing all the things, if you're changing your diet, your exercise, if you're moving daily, you're doing the right supplementations, you're using the right makeup, skincare products for if you have acne, but even if not, if you suffer from headaches, if you suffer from hormonal imbalances, irregular periods, anything, if your mindset is not right and you are not feeding yourself, loving yourself, and really working on your self-worth, you're always going to hit a roadblock. You're never going to fully get better. So ask yourself, do you have a positive mindset? And it's okay if you don't. That's exactly why we're here. And I didn't for a very, very long time. And most of us do not have that without working on it and becoming more conscious of our thoughts. And until I was paying attention, I did not even realize the amount of negative thoughts I have. So how I've shifted that is definitely multifaceted. We've talked about this several times, but what I can't get enough of is activations. And to my knowledge, this is the only, like Mimi Bouchard is the only one that has implemented, created activations versus meditation. So how I'm going to get into like how they're a little bit different, but how they have personally helped me. I shared a story on my Instagram. Basically, I had a meltdown in the morning. I woke up and I didn't do my activation like I normally did while I was getting ready. I just like was getting ready. Maybe I was late or something. And I went to the kitchen to start my coffee, packing my lunch, everything that I was doing for the day. And I don't remember what it was. Oh, I made homemade waffles for the boys because I was trying to make protein waffles, get their macro and micronutrients in and get their like supplements within the batter. And go figure, they didn't like it. They didn't think it was good. So, of course, to no fault of theirs, I lost it and was like, I can't understand why I do this and that. And, you know, you don't like it. And of course, shaming them, which is 100% wrong. And then I felt 1,000% guilty afterwards. I had to forgive myself. I had to ask them to forgive me. You know, the regular cycle of parenting, or not even parenting, when you lash out like to the people you love the most. And that's going to happen. But I did that. And then I was very conscious of it. Whereas in the past, I would have the rest of the day, it was being a bad mood. I wouldn't be able to identify exactly what it was, but it was because I wasn't forgiving myself, asking forgiveness, and then turning that around and rebounding from that. So what I did differently was I was conscious of it and like, wow, I should not have acted like that. I feel terrible, but how am I going to turn this around? So what I did on the way to work, instead of listening to a podcast or music or just writing in silence, I put on a frequency from Superhuman. There's a couple of different categories of the activations that they have, but what I did was I put on a calming frequency in the car because I tried to do an activation that was like affirmations, mindset, and it was too overstimulating. Like I was just too agitated. So what really calmed me down and brought me back to center was just listening to a calming frequency for the 30-minute ride. And it really calmed me, cleared my thoughts. And I had an amazing rest of the day. I texted my husband, called my husband, and said, I feel really bad. Like, I talked to him about it. I said, I feel really bad. And he was so supportive and was like, you know what? We're doing the best we can. Just when you get home, talk to the boys. And I talked to the boys and I said, will you please forgive mommy for acting the way that she did? That was of no fault of yours. And we moved on. And it was great. And I really, really attribute that pivot to the frequency in the car. How also I will use frequencies is while I am doing my devotionals on my lunch break in my car in the morning. I don't like it to be so silent, so I'll just turn on a frequency then. And there's several different ones. Like you can just go in the app, look up frequency, and select the frequency that you are wanting. Let me go in my app right now. Let's see. I have a playlist of frequencies. Okay, so the frequency that I listened to was relieve stress and feel happy in the car. If I say frequency, here's all of them. There's increase concentration and enhance your memory. I do that when I am like working on projects on my day off for the Acne Foundations course. If I'm doing like social media content planning, I'll turn that frequency on. Like I don't want to be hearing anyone talking, but I don't need it to be quiet. If I am doing my devotional, there's like a calm focus, there's an angelic peace one. Amazing. Literally any frequency you need. What I will do is I will do it with habit stacking. So like when I'm getting ready in the morning or walking, I'm going to my playlist because I have them all saved. When I find one I really like, I just save it to my playlist and I will listen to it a lot. So when I'm getting ready in the morning, I really love like an upbeat one. But you can also, if you are just like getting into getting up in the morning and doing a devotional or journaling, they have like journaling ones. Also love this for meditation manifestation. So I learned to do meditation through Joe Dispenza. I absolutely love it, but you need more time for those. And you need to be very like focused, centered, or you don't need to be, but that's like what you're working on. So it takes for me a lot of like willpower, concentration. Like it's a little bit more involved. These are so incredibly easy to do and incorporate into your everyday life. I probably listen to 3 or 4 of these a day. And that's like getting my meditation in. It's also habit stacking, like I said, like when I'm getting ready in the morning. But how they're different is activations are motivational audios for every part of your day. Meditation is more of like a stillness, and the type I do is focused, like I said, with Joe Dispenza. And I think it's appropriate for a lot of different times. Like on Sundays, I'll do blessing of the energy centers, or I'll do like calling in something that I desire with my life, creating gratitude and abundance. But again, they're like 30 to 40 minute meditations. And a lot of people feel like they don't connect with, or they can't, like the meditations aren't for them. So I would say activations are a better place to start if you're new to that. And because you don't have to be sitting still and focusing, they can be, there's like walking ones, there are seated ones where she asks you to close your eyes, but there's ones when you're getting ready, there's like specifically one saying morning skincare. You can find one for literally anything you're doing. Let me tell you my playlist on the Superhuman app. I have a frequency playlist for when I'm just wanting to do that. I have a journaling one. It will give you actual journal prompts, because when I started to journal, I was like, what do I even write about? Like, what do I do? There are several ones. There's like even one for manifesting your optimal romantic partner or something, but it can be for anything. And then I have an upbeat one, and I do that for like getting ready, taking showers. I have an abundance one when I'm feeling kind of like I am suffering from lack. And you can create any playlist that you want. So like, for example, when I get ready in the morning, I'll do morning gratitude skincare, and it's cinematic, because there's different like categories, which is like it really sounds like you are in a rainforest. It's like really calming but uplifting. And then I do a create your best life, feel wealthy and abundant. And the feel wealthy and abundant and create your best life are like real vibey. So if you've ever been like by a pool or at a resort, and it's like there's no necessarily words to it, but it's this vibey tune, but then it is Mimi talking to you with like constant affirmations. And the way that I think about it is, even if I'm like doing it and I'm not really listening to it, it's still programming into my brain. It's still feeding me, so that when I do need that, it's going to come out in me, if that makes sense. So I highly, highly encourage you. They have a free 14-day trial. Just do it. And I do this all day, every day. But the two ways that I would suggest that you start with this is, one, listen to it while you're getting ready in the morning. If you usually listen to music, just try it for a week. Try it while you're getting ready in the morning. Get up, and as soon as you get into your bathroom or however you're getting ready, listen to a few. Pick which one you like, make your playlist, and then listen to that while you're in the shower, getting ready in the morning. And then the second way is, because a lot of us deal with a lot of stress going home from work or at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, I would pick a frequency, an affirmation, whatever you want. Go in the app and figure it out. I do a frequency if I'm wanting to decompress, because it's got no words to it. But do a frequency or calming affirmations on the way home from work. Do those two things for 1 week and see how it's different. And I guarantee you will be like, okay, what can I find one for my workout? They do have ones that you can listen to while you work out or to prepare you for working out. There's like a 7-minute one in the morning that if you are about to go work out and you're kind of sluggish, it brings you out of that. I'm telling you guys, there is literally an activation for anything you've got to do throughout your day. sift through them, make your playlist. If you're starting from the beginning, do it in the morning while you're getting ready and then on the way home to decompress. I love this so much. I just had to review it, tell you how I was using it. As always, I hope this was helpful. I feel like I say that at the end of every episode because I'm really trying to give you something to implement within your life. Let me know if you like these. DM me on Instagram. Make sure you're also following us on Instagram. You can find me at @VannaPadilla_NP. You can find Mom Guilt Podcast on Instagram. My TikTok is all just under my personal. You can watch these full episodes on YouTube like we're chatting as friends. And then also, don't forget, my website is actually yourskincareexpert.com. And we've kind of revamped it because, again, we're doing more holistic acne coaching. You can take my acne foundations course. That is just basically what most people need to do to implement or to start their implementation of a journey to clear skin. It focuses on the framework seeds, sleep, exercise, environment, diet, skincare, and makeup, how to eliminate pore cloggers from your skincare and makeup. But then there's also a way to meet with me and specifically get your labs drawn, go over your lab work, doing an acne protocol where I review your labs, give you a protocol, and if you need to schedule additional follow-ups with me, you can, or you can do my one-on-one coaching package, which is like a 4-month long in-depth package with all your blood work. If you have any questions about that, don't hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram, email me. But yeah, I'm glad I did this one because it's something I'm super passionate about. And I will see you guys on the next one.
Before you go, to grow our Mom Guilt community, rate and review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Find and follow us on Instagram at Mom Guilt Podcast and on TikTok at @VannaPadilla_NP. You can also watch each episode in video form at my YouTube channel, Vanna Padilla. Last but not least, always remember, take what you need and it's okay to want more. See you next time, Mama.